Riggs and Ali, weekday mornings, and always on demand with the Odyssey app or at 1037kissfm.com. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Ali.
So James Corden got lit up yesterday by a restaurant owner in New York City who says that James Corden is banned from his restaurant because of multiple visits where he was incredibly abusive to his staff. And he said that he doesn't want James Corden coming into his restaurant anymore. Now, I read the complaints. He does sound a little rude in them, but he had like a hair in his food, okay? Like,
oh yeah, I'd be pissed too.
There are things that happened that made the restaurant look bad.
He wasn't just walking in with the "don't you know who I am" card, or okay.
But the problem was after that happened, then he went, "Get us another round of drinks this second, and take care of all our drinks so far. This way, I won't write any nasty reviews in Yelp or anything like that."
What?
Okay.
That's a bit far.
So, anyway, he was unhappy about whatever. And then I read the second complaint where he was supposedly at the same restaurant with his wife on October 9th, which was like, you know, 10 days ago. That's what brought all this about.
Yeah.
He had asked for a table outside, and then when his wife ordered an egg yolk omelet, they came out, and I guess there was some egg white in it, and that was an issue, and they just said he was yelling.
Egg yolk omelet?
Whatever, it is weird. But they said James was yelling like crazy at the server. "You can't do your job. Maybe I should go to the kitchen and cook the omelet myself." Okay, so all that comes out yesterday. James Corden then issues an apology later in the day, and the ban gets reversed. And the restaurant owner now says, yeah, we're good now. I mean, what? You want to talk about
quick?
It's like an emotional roller coaster. This is the kind of stuff. It's like literally, I read about him being banned, and by the end of the day,
he was back
in. The restaurant said, "We talked. He apologized. You know what? All good." What the hell?
That is weird.
This is strange.
Nobody's standing their ground.
No, it's like he can't come back.
You can't come back. You can't be rude to our staff.
He
apologizes. Sorry. Ah, come on back.
Oh, come on. We're good.
You're James Corden.
Okay. What the hell?
Well, just be nice to the waitstaff.
I guess.
At the end of the day.
I mean.
Welcome to the show. Waiting here on hold, ladies and gentlemen. Bella from Kenosha.
Hey, girl.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Now, Bella is supposed to be, you are getting married this weekend.
Yes, we are getting married this weekend.
Thank
it's
God.
Still happening.
Thank God.
Yes.
Okay, so now what happened? Because you told me part of it, and then I said, hold on. So, what is happening? Seriously.
So, I was getting my hair done on Friday afternoon. Shout out Tony, who listened to this whole saga go down. And the place calls me and says, "Well, you're getting married next weekend." And I said, "Yeah." They're like, "Well, we don't have anything on file for you."
The place, the venue where you were getting married called you and said what?
Yes. That they didn't have anything on file for us other than the fact that we were rented the hall for that day. Like nothing was, all of our plans that we've made were just non-existent.
How much time did you spend planning with them?
Yeah.
Easily the last 6 months.
Okay.
Like so multiple trips.
Right.
The venue with like our vendors and our caterer. And
so wait, they call you and they say they have no record of your wedding being this weekend, essentially.
Essentially, yeah. And the person that was the coordinator is essentially not there and they don't know anything about anything. No liquor ordered, no bartenders hired.
Did the person who you were working with before get fired or quit and take all the stuff? Like what happened?
I don't know. They won't tell me. They gave me three different versions of what was happening or did happen or didn't happen.
It's like I'm surprised there's no email documentation or records somewhere of your event.
Right.
Because I would think that would be something that stays with the venue,
well,
right?
Well, didn't you sign something when you got the venue?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
you
exactly.
have an agreement. So do you have that agreement, Bella?
Yeah, we have it, and we sent it to them. And they're like, "That's all fine and dandy." But they essentially don't... Yeah, exactly.
But
they don't have any.
Yeah, but what?
What did they say? And yeah, what do they mean? It's all fine and dandy. You have the agreement in your hand,
right? Yeah. So this so someone else is going to be looking into things, but essentially there's nothing to look into because apparently this person, whoever was working there before, just wrote everything down, and then I don't know if they took it with them.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Wow. Did you like the person, the coordinator you were working with, or did you get red flags with this person before they quit?
No, she was actually really nice. So that was the thing that was like super confusing.
Something must have gone down. Nothing makes any sense here. Where she took all their stuff and then they didn't have the details because she left. She knew where everything was and nobody else did. So did she leave with all that stuff kind
of
thing?
Which is super rude because she's not only screwing over the business, but she's screwing over customers like Bella. People like you.
A week before the wedding.
When was the last time you had talked to the coordinator who no longer works there?
Yeah, which that's even the weirder part. Like, we talked to her earlier in the week, and she confirmed the keg and all this stuff. Oh, and of course they took our money.
Right. Of course they took your money. Of course.
So basically, at some point between when you talked to her at the beginning of the week and the end of the week, she was no longer employed there, and all of the details for your wedding were missing. That's essentially what happened. Wow. So something went down with the firing or the quitting. Something clearly happened there, and I don't know. We don't know what that is. Wow.
Now, what is your recourse for this? Have you righted it? Do you know that everything's going to be okay? Did you, like, raise hell?
Well, I wanted to raise hell. But I figured getting arrested and losing my job and getting married all in the same week wasn't a really good idea.
Wow. But is everything going to be in place at your wedding this weekend?
Well, I hope so. We're going to find out later today.
We're going to go meet
with the new person. So today's the day. So
you're meeting with the new person, the new coordinator, and the wedding is in 3 days or 4 days. Seriously?
Yep.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my God. Well, wow. Allie won't be here tomorrow. Will you call me tomorrow and let us know what happened?
Yeah.
So people that are listening right now.
Definitely. Yeah, for sure.
Bella, oh, my gosh. I'm in shock. Where is this venue? What city?
It's in Kenosha.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'm worried about all
these. Yeah, just trying to stay positive, you know, got to work through things.
Like, you have to.
As long as you're going to be there and your fiancé will be there, that's really what matters the most.
How annoying, though.
Yes, Mike will definitely be there.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
That is the worst, though.
And my friends and family. Yeah, it'll be fine. But yeah, it's super stressful, and I can't even believe it. Like, I think I'm still in shock a little bit.
I'm sure that you are not alone in people that are planning weddings and have things go to crap, like the week of for the week before.
It's a bride's worst nightmare that the venue calls and says, we have no record of anything you need, and you're getting married this weekend. Like, that's crazy.
After planning for how long?
That's crazy.
Some people plan for years in advance. Years.
Yeah.
Years. Well, that's a whole other weird cup of tea, but that's another topic for another day. If you're planning years on your wedding, I cannot, dude. Get a life. Like, seriously.
Like your sister?
Yes, like my sister. Get a life. I told her that more than once, although COVID made her plan for 2 years.
In her defense, COVID did delay.
She would have gotten married in 6 months if I let her. But anyway, back to Bella. Listen, Bella, that is insane.
Yeah.
I don't even have, I mean, it's just shocking to hear that story.
No, you could not.
It's literally shocking.
You can call or you can text 414-533-1037. If something like this has happened to you before, like the last minute right before, we hope everything's going to be fine, though. I'll be there. My wife and I will be there. We'll be there on Saturday.
Yeah, we're super excited.
Because this is going horribly, the marriage will go great. Because my marriage, my wedding went great and the marriage went horrible. So maybe it's the opposite here for you, Bella, where this is a sign of how great your marriage is going to be.
I like that mindset, Allie.
I'm just saying.
That's good.
Yep.
And
at least spin, baby.
And you'll have good weather this weekend as well, which you can look forward to that as well.
Yeah. Oh my God, it's supposed to be beautiful.
Something will be shining down on you.
Can I mention something?
Yeah.
What?
Well, I'm just saying, like, you got to stay positive.
Yeah.
And we got to laugh through some humor. If y'all haven't checked out Hearthead or talked about improv therapy, you should do it. I went last time. We had a great time.
Oh, thank you.
Not going to be able to be there this week because, you know, dealing with some things.
You're getting married.
You are getting married. You got more important things to do. I get that.
Is Riggs paying you to do this or what's happening?
No, not at all. No.
He should be.
I'm not, though. It's a nonprofit organization.
It's a nonprofit, and I think it's a really great cause.
That's good.
Yeah, and this is kind of a form of therapy for me right now.
Laughing about it. There you go.
I hope so, yeah.
There you go. Thank you, Bella.
Thanks, Bella. I hope it goes okay, guys.
We will talk to you
tomorrow.
We want to catch up with you tomorrow, same time, to find out what the hell happened. You're meeting with them today.
Great.
Good luck with that.
Thanks, guys.
So we were just talking to our regular Bella from Kenosha, who's getting married Saturday.
Yeah.
But had a call with her wedding planner, or whoever was planning the wedding.
She talked to the venue, and the venue called out of nowhere and said, we don't have a record of anything for your wedding in a week.
Nothing.
Which is crazy. The wedding coordinator was gone out of nowhere, and they had no record of her, even though she had an agreement.
They only knew that the wedding was happening. Nothing else. Jeez. Nothing else.
Somebody texted in and said, at my wedding in 2012, there was an auto accident right outside the venue. Jeez. And one of the vehicles hit a power pole, so our electric went out. And then they had to go on a generator for the whole reception, which meant the dinner took longer to cook. Wow.
Oh, God.
That would... The power goes out during your wedding reception. Wow.
You can't plan for something like that. No. That's just a freak accident that happened.
Horrible.
Yeah. You can call or you can text.
Yeah.
414-533-1037.
Saucy Sandra's on the phone.
Sandra, what's up, girl?
Hey, guys. Hey.
Hey.
I'm different. I'm different.
We're going to start a crime show because we were trying to figure out what went wrong here with the wedding venue and the planner.
Yes.
I want to know what happened to the planner, and I have so many questions.
What happened to the planner? Where were her notes? Why were the notes left? Why did nobody get them?
What happened to the planner?
Yes.
Every question we have.
Everything.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Bella, congratulations. Mm-hmm. And I'm with Allie. My wedding was so easy. Like, I got married on 10-10-10 in Vegas. Okay. I scheduled my wedding less than a month before 10-10-10.
Uh-huh.
Like less than a week before I ordered the limo and everything.
You broke up real quick.
So
smoothly.
Oh, there we go.
So it's going to end up, and look at what my marriage ended up. Look at what Allie's marriage ended up. So it's going to be a good thing that this is the bad stuff happening now. And it's making way for the good.
It's like the myth that rain on your wedding day means a good thing. We really just tell everybody that to make them feel better. Let's be real.
Exactly. Sorry, it's a show.
Sandra!
I'm hanging up on her.
What the hell?
I just hung up on Saucy Sandra. Okay. Dropped it twice.
Oh, my goodness. Let's go to Tony. Tony's laughing now. Tony the mascot in Racine.
Tony.
Sandra's a character.
Oh, man.
All right, Tony.
Sandra, I hung up on you on purpose if you're still listening.
She is.
Don't do it again.
Potty mouth, dude.
Tony, what's up?
Oh, my goodness. Good morning.
I don't even know enough.
No, I have not. Okay, just wondering. No.
You're lucky.
Have you dressed up as a mascot at a wedding?
I have people book me to dress up and entertain pretty much like the first dance and events.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like to dance with the kids and like the Cupid Shuffle, Cha-Cha Slide.
Yeah.
So I'm dressed up as like Patrick or SpongeBob and, you know, stuff like that. And it's very entertaining. It's fun.
But you keep all your notes and you know when you're going to be at a wedding. You don't forget everything and screw up.
Oh, everything's documented. Everybody gets 2 copies of everything. You know, there's no missing a date. Everything is written down and recorded.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I only have one question, honestly, for her is I want to know the name of the hall. Honestly, I mean, we're all, you know, married or not married, we all dread, you know, the same thing, freak mm-hmm. accidents. But that is not a freak accident.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that's something that you can prevent.
Well, that's what I mean. That's why,
we need to know what happened to the planner.
It's something happened. Either she got fired or quit, and she left with everything. Or she left and never didn't have anything to begin with and didn't write anything down, and that's why she got fired. Like, I could tell you 20 scenarios, Tony, and that's what's making me crazy, is I need answers like you, my friend. Like, what happened, you know?
Bella needs answers. She's getting married this weekend.
Yeah, and I've experienced stuff like that. So another thing I do, I DJ as well, and I've actually had to fill in for last-minute DJs that I attended weddings to.
Yeah.
So I had 2 gigs where one DJ got drunk before the dinner was even done.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And my friends were freaking out, so I was like, well, I mean, I guess I'll go home and grab my stuff.
Yeah.
You know, get my stuff,
nice
come back, set up real quick, and then I end up DJing the whole night. And then another time, my cousin had her
people's phones
birthday
this morning,
party.
There we go.
And I had another DJ ended up going home about the dinner time, and I got stuck DJing that party, too. And I'm like, man, I don't even know how to work your equipment, but,
you're
I mean, I guess I'll
many
figure
talents.
It out.
You're a man of many talents,
and that's
Tony.
A total another topic, which is when you do something playing on the side, and so everybody calls you when freaking out at the last minute, like a DJ for a wedding because something fell through, and then they're like, hey, dude, can you help us today?
How many people, Allie, have called you and asked you about DJing something?
Oh, God.
I get asked it all the time. Like, do you want to DJ
a
wedding?
Not anymore.
All the time.
I think people
no.
finally understand that I'm not a wedding DJ. I'm on the radio, and there's a big difference.
I have none of the equipment. Like,
none.
None of that.
None.
No.
I mean,
well, you guys can always borrow my stuff just so I can see you in action.
No.
Thanks, Tony. Honestly, Tony, all I would do is plug in my phone at this point and put a playlist on. Like, that's
yes.
how I would roll if you asked me to DJ your wedding.
And then
I
go
Done.
Get drunk with the family. That's what would happen.
Somebody did text in and said that they got married last month. They ended up dealing with 3 different coordinators. They're not sure what happened with the others.
No.
They said the last lady we dealt with was horrible. We had a horrible experience.
God.
And then we found out she got fired after our wedding. Oh, my
Let's
God.
Let's go back to your theory, Allie, that the bad wedding and the planning will make for a good marriage.
That's what I'm going to say.
We'll stick to that. Thanks for calling,
yeah,
Tony.
Good luck. Yep. Have a good day, guys.
This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
All right, so Harry Styles and Olivia Wilde. Still some speculation on how that whole relationship started, but we had heard that she was still with Jason Sudeikis. They had kids, and she fell in love with Harry Styles on the set of the movie she was directing that he was starring in. So
don't worry, darling.
Now the nanny is speaking out, and Olivia Wilde and Jason Sudeikis are actually coming together for the first time to deny that anything she's saying is true. Please, this stuff is crazy, and I believe half of it, at least.
I'm sure half of it.
There's no way some of this isn't true, knowing the drama that went down with them. We saw him have her serve during Comic-Con. She was talking on stage. They had someone come up and give her divorce papers. That was clearly planned by Jason Sudeikis. So for them to act like they were getting along and things were great, that's a lie. I mean, just from that moment alone.
Yeah.
Here's what the nanny says. The nanny says one day she came and found Jason Sudeikis crying. He had been crying and crying and crying. He was upset because he found texts between Olivia Wilde and Harry Styles because Olivia Wilde left behind her Apple Watch. And so he could see all of the messages they were sending back and forth. Yeah, the nanny also claims that Jason was screaming, "She left us! She left us!" The nanny also claims at one point Jason went outside and laid under Olivia's car because she was on her way to meet Harry and he wanted to make her late and didn't want her to go.
Okay.
Another story, I believe, someone who's going through craziness like this. Again, they're all saying that none of this is true. But the nanny's telling a lot. A lot. They said Jason Sudeikis went nuts after seeing Olivia Wilde prepare a salad with her special dressing in the family's kitchen that was allegedly for Harry Styles.
What?
If you're like... I don't even know where to go with this because they're saying, well, Olivia's saying our relationship was long over before I had a relationship with Harry Styles, but you guys were living together.
Yeah.
I mean, what was really going on here?
Didn't they have kids together?
Yeah. Yes. That the nanny's the one who's talking.
Yeah.
Obviously,
well,
they
I'm
have
saying,
kids together, Riggs.
So I'm saying they had kids together too. They were living together with children.
It's like, were they living together and he thought they were going to work out and she ended up having, I don't know, because a lot of the claims are that she fell in love with Harry Styles on the set of that movie and their relationship wasn't that great. So that was the problem. So whatever. The nanny's talking and some of these stories are totally believable.
Okay. Who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's Riggs and Allie's Am I the Jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right, so Riley wrote in for this one.
Ooh.
She said she doesn't want her boyfriend to say that his daughter is his. Let me explain.
Yeah.
Yikes.
Ahead.
She said, I've been dating this guy for 5 years. He's an amazing man and stepped in and loved and accepted me and my daughter after her father took off and left us both. My daughter's now 6. They're very close. He's a great father figure to her, but he's not her father. The other day at the park, another dad asked him if my daughter was his. He said she was. I overheard this and let him know later when we were alone that I am not comfortable with him saying he's the father of my daughter. He got very defensive, and 3 days later, he's still not talking to me. I know it hurt his feelings, but I think boundaries and an understanding are important here. We're not married or engaged, and he has not adopted my daughter. He is my boyfriend and a great father figure, but he's not my daughter's father, and I think it needs to be understood. Am I the jerk for taking this stance, Riley?
I wonder if the daughter calls him dad or father or anything like that.
But clearly not if the mom's saying, don't tell people you're the father. There's no way.
Or saying uncle, whatever. Usually that's a thing.
That would be even weirder. To call your stepdad an uncle?
Well, she doesn't know stepdad or whatever.
But it's
she
the boyfriend. It's the same thing as a stepdad.
What do you call him then?
His name?
I guess.
Most people call their step-parents by their name unless their parent raises them like yours and then you call them dad.
Right, but I was adopted. And this child has not been adopted.
So then he would be the name, I would say.
All right.
What do you think she should call him?
I don't know.
Calling him an uncle, though, that's creepy. I don't know.
Uncle Chad or whatever his name is.
No, mommy's boyfriend is not Uncle Chad or whatever you want to call him. No.
Until she says uncle one day and you're like, wait a minute, your mom's sleeping with her uncle?
I mean, surely the kid knows it's a father figure.
But she keeps saying father figure.
Yeah.
So she clearly sees him in that light
a little bit. Dad, or he's
doesn't,
dad,
no.
though.
Nope. What do you think, though? 414-533-1037. Is Riley a jerk for telling her boyfriend to stop saying that her daughter
is his? Yeah.
What do you think? We'll talk to you next. You can always email us, amithejerk@1037kissfm.com.
Mm-hmm. And this one is from Riley, who said she told her boyfriend not to say that her daughter is his. She said she's been dating this guy for 5 years. He's amazing. He stepped in and loved her and her daughter, even after the father took off and left them both.
Admirable.
Her daughter is now 6, and they're close, and he's a great father figure to her, but he's not her father.
No.
And so the other day at the park, she heard him tell someone when they asked if he was the dad, and he said, I am, and that upset her, and she feels like they need to have boundaries and understanding here. So she wants to know if she's the jerk for taking this stance. She said, he's not adopted my daughter. We're not married or engaged. He's my boyfriend. He's great, but I think it needs to be understood. So,
what do you think? 414-533-1037.
Ryan in Calabama just messaged me and said, girl, them lines are busy as hell. She's a jerk. Nobody can get through anymore. But hey, this one did for 5 days in a row. It takes perseverance. LaToya in Milwaukee.
There she is.
LaToya, I love your song choice.
Thanks so much.
Yes, girl. I love it.
All right, LaToya, what do you think? Is this woman being a jerk?
Oh, my God. You got to swim me first. So I definitely have, like, a blended family. And a lot of people always think that my husband is my daughter's father. Mm-hmm. And I make it clear that he's not. Mm-hmm. But for me, I'm all about, like, putting my kid first. So, like, at a certain age, if she decides, like, this is my dad because he's being so active, mm-hmm. then that's her decision.
Yeah.
So I don't think the mom is being a jerk. I do respect her for setting boundaries. But kudos to the boyfriend for stepping up and being a positive influence. And I believe that one day that little girl is going to turn around and call him dad because that's the position that he's taken.
Well,
so I don't think she's a jerk for setting boundaries.
I agree with you. And I get that as well. And maybe the mom's worried that since the dad left, this guy may leave one day and she doesn't want, until they're married or maybe engaged, she doesn't want to commit to letting the daughter call him dad. I don't know. Could
Fair.
Be more her issue than his, you know, obviously. Because she says he's a great guy and a great, you know, father figure.
And plus, he's got to take him off guard when people go, is this your daughter? And he's like,
but
kind
think of how many step-parents there are. And that's an easy thing to be like, no, I'm not. I mean, it's not that weird to see someone with someone who's not their biological kid,
until you're in that situation when you're like, yeah, kind of, but not really. But I don't know.
But are you the dad? No.
No. Well, all right, so you not a jerk.
Yeah.
Not a jerk.
All right, thanks for calling, LaToya.
Thanks, LaToya.
Appreciate you.
Santino's in Sheboygan this morning.
Good morning, Santino in Sheboygan.
Hey, Santino.
Good morning. Can we talk, guys? Can we talk? This is serious.
We sure can.
60 Let's seconds, talk. That's all you get.
Serious. No, man, you got to give me a little bit more, man.
You can have as much time as you want, Santino. Go.
All right. This is very, very hard because the girl is 6. Mm-hmm. They've been together 5 years. The dad didn't just walk out on her first birthday. He's been out of the picture probably before she was even born.
Right.
With all the fighting, the arguments, this man is willing to take on that responsibility of her father. Mm-hmm. And I get it. They're not married. Like, she should have turned around and says, hey, yeah, I mean, you are her father. I mean, basically, because he is. So are we going to get married? What's going to happen here? Like, are you going to walk out again? But 5 years invested from changing diapers to probably feeding the baby, picking up from daycare, taking the daycare, taking to school. There's so much that this guy is probably doing that he feels that he's a father. He probably wants children, and she's probably tainted and not wanting children. So he's claiming the girl that's his. So I see both sides of the story. I really, really do.
I do, too.
5 years invested. Like, mm-hmm. Come on. Like, you either marry the girl, or does she have issues where she don't want to get married? I don't know.
Santino, my thing is, with blended families being so normal anymore, it's not weird anymore, and people don't, you know, people used to hide things like that if they weren't the biological father, you know, they would hide those kinds of, you don't have to do that anymore. That's why I don't get it. I get why he would feel upset and like he's not being recognized, but there's something going on with these two. I don't know what it is. I don't know.
Yeah, I agree.
I get both sides, though.
So much behind it.
Hats off to him for showing up, like LaToya said, though, for him like stepping up and being there when the dad wasn't there.
Yeah.
So you say
jerk.
Yeah,
I agree, and he's still there.
So jerk or not a jerk?
Ooh, I'm going to say a jerk just because of the five-year span they've been together.
Okay.
And
okay.
I'm just going to say jerk.
Okay, fair. Thank you for calling, Santino.
I'm going to get some slack. Hey, thank you. Have a great day.
Have a better day, man. Appreciate
Lindsay
listening.
Lindsay is in Muskego again, day two.
Good morning, Lindsay.
She said it to Lynn today, though, because she doesn't work on Wednesdays.
Okay.
So she said, I can't do five in a row because I'm not on the job on Wednesday.
unless you guys let my husband and I be a duo team and we get credit when the other person calls in.
Denied.
Yeah.
No husband-wife team up. But I like your ambition, Lindsay.
I'm trying.
She's the one that tries to find ways around laws.
I like it.
All right. So what do you think? Is this woman a jerk?
I think so. I have a bonus daughter myself, and when people ask me, I say, I'm her bonus mom. Yeah. I don't say I'm her mom. She has a mom,
right. But
I'm her bonus mother. She is my bonus daughter. I don't like the word step. I hate that word.
Okay.
I don't know why. It's just I don't like it, but
probably
bonus
it was
is the way I go with it.
Marred in movies with the evil stepmom or the bad stepkid.
Maybe.
Or, you know, all this stuff.
Maybe.
I know a lot of people that say it. Bonus kid. I know a lot of people that say
that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, and I like that way better, and I think she likes that way better. I mean, she's at an age where she can tell me if she doesn't want me to say that to her or say anything. But I know that she has a mom. Her mom is active, which is a little different than the story. Yeah. But he's been around for 5 years. It's not like they've been dating for a couple months. He's like, yeah, that's my kid. Mm-hmm.
Right.
No.
Mm-hmm. Do you think
she's been around for 5 years.
Do you think she would have been mad if the boyfriend said, no, I'm her stepdad or like stepdad or something like that?
I don't know.
She's mad. I don't know why she's mad, because I think if he's been around like... what was the gentleman before me?
Santino.
Like Santino said, it's not like he's just been gone and didn't do anything to help her. Like, he's been there. Yeah. He's been active in this life. Like, I don't think there's such a dynamic.
I think there should be a conversation, though, before you start allowing your kid to call your boyfriend their dad and vice versa. There should be a conversation.
Or he's allowed to call them.
It shouldn't just be like he decides.
There should be a conversation before you...
Yeah.
Before you meet them.
Yeah.
Generally, you have that conversation before you meet them. Like, what is, like, the thoughts on the kid? What should we do if this comes up? Like, generally, you have those conversations.
Yeah.
But
Do you say that she's a jerk, though?
I do. I just think he's been there for 5 years. It's not like it's been a month of dating and he's like, no, I'm her dad.
Mm-hmm.
No, you're not her dad. You haven't been here, but he's been there.
Right.
Maybe she feels like he's in love with the kids. Maybe it's a Jerry Maguire situation.
That kid is all grown up now, and he's not cute anymore.
Hello.
Thanks for calling this morning.
That was the whole theme of the movie, was that he was in love with the kid, not her.
Yeah.
Do you see what I mean?
Uh-huh.
There's so many different dynamics you could do here. And then somebody texted in, he's her dad, but not her father. He's done everything a dad has done. I find that that's an interesting
text. That is
a
different. That is,
so, okay.
I have like a dad and a sperm donor is what I call it.
Lisa's in Sheboygan.
Hello, Lisa in Sheboygan.
Girl.
By the way, Lisa in Sheboygan. LaToya, who just got a theme song, wanted this as her theme song. And I went,
denied.
So,
Lisa owns it, baby.
It's all yours, Lisa. Yeah, go ahead, Lisa. What do you think? Is this woman a jerk?
I do think she's a jerk. I mean, this can be like a super heated topic for a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
But first of all, like, this is some stranger at a park, right? That that the boyfriend said, yeah, it's my daughter. It's not as if he's like going to the school and like, this is my daughter and going, you know, this guy has been there and raised this kid. We all know that blood doesn't make you family, right? No, so this guy's been here and they should have a conversation. Yes. However, like, it does it really matter to the person at the park they're probably never going to see again? No. And when you're under, like, pressure and you're like, oh, is this my kid? Like, yeah, it's my kid. Who cares if he said it? Right. Like, it's so ridiculous that she's mad. And I understand boundaries. But at the same time, it's not as if the bio dad is there taking the kid on the weekends or three times a week or whatever, where the two dudes are competing for time. I get if that was the scenario, but there's just nobody else in the picture. He's been the only one.
At least that's what I was trying to say, I think, is that if a stranger approaches him and he says, yes, I'm the dad, he's probably just trying to skirt around it so he's not just a stranger or something, just saying to shut him up. Like, yeah, I'm the kid's dad, sure. And then moves on.
Yeah.
Okay. So do you think she's a jerk or not a jerk?
I do think she's a jerk, yes.
All right.
Somebody texted and said, jerk as a kid. I was so hurt when my stepdad said he wasn't my dad. But see, that's a whole nother issue that has to be dealt with because he's not your dad, right? He's your father figure, becomes your dad. There's so many, like,
layers to it.
Layers to this, man.
With blended families, that happens. All right.
Yeah.
This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
All right, so James Corden made the news yesterday because a restaurant in New York City announced that he was banned from ever coming in there again because of at least two different incidents where they said he was abusive to their staff. And they wrote out these reports about how rude he was. And it was basically things like somebody had messed up his wife's order. She ordered an egg yolk omelet. After they got the food, he called over the server, told her there was a little bit of egg white mixed in with the egg yolk. Then he informed the manager. They remade the dish but sent it without home fries instead of salad. And that's when James Corden began yelling like crazy, "You can't do your job. Maybe I should go into the kitchen and cook the omelet myself." So the more I read this, I'm like, well, the restaurant kept messing up, but that doesn't mean he should be screaming at people either.
No, there's when you leave a lower tip.
Yeah.
Or you tell the manager to, hey, make this right.
On another another time, he told them that he wanted them to pay for all the drinks or so he wouldn't write a bad review anywhere on Yelp or anything like that. Look, so after this comes out and this guy in New York City says, James Corden is the most abusive customer we've ever had. He's banned. James Corden then apologizes and comes out and says he's sorry and they lifted the ban. So within a day, the guy went off, James said I'm sorry and the ban was lifted. Huh? I don't know who got more press out of this, the restaurant or James Corden, honestly.
Both.
Not good for James Corden, but...
No. Glad that he apologized, at least owned up to it.
Well,
which is nice.
Right. It's here. It's happening, everybody. The surgery is happening. And I can't really process it. There's just too much going on. And I'm ready for it to be tomorrow afternoon right now. That's how I feel.
You're probably ready for it to be Friday.
I'm ready just to... I just want to be on the other side to know what's my recovery will be like, if that makes any sense.
How long you're going to be down?
Yeah, I mean,
how long
know
before
that.
You can go back?
My goal, I'll be back on Halloween.
Do you know? I mean, your body... Everybody's body acts differently, so...
Yeah, but I mean, I know it's not going to be more than 2 weeks.
Right.
We know that. That's not even a question. Yeah. So... I'm freaking out in a good way. So tomorrow morning, I will not be here. I will be on my way to surgery at a loom in Waukesha. And then later that day, my friend Callie's coming to get me. And I'm going to go live at her house for a few days at least.
But you switched that up like last week.
Yeah, because I started freaking out about the recovery because I started thinking about, wait, like if I need help getting up or down, because I'm obviously having a tummy tuck and I'm having my arms done and my breasts done. So when... Think about this. Normally, you have like a C-section or, well, they're not the same, but let's say you have a tummy tuck. You still have your arms, right?
Yeah.
To like lift yourself up.
Yeah, yeah.
But I'm having my arms done, right? So I started, and how are you going to lift me from under my armpits if I got my boobs done and my arms done, right? Like, think about some of this. So I need someone for the first couple. They say to have someone with you anyway for 24 hours.
Well, I would think so after any surgery, yeah.
Because you're going under and all this stuff. But tomorrow... By the end of the day, it should be done.
When's the last time you had a surgery?
July.
Under for?
July. I actually had a surgery in July. I didn't talk about it on the air.
Oh, yeah,
but I
yeah.
literally was put under. It had right. to do with my butt, so I didn't talk about it.
Forgot
and
about
the
that.
Worst part was my doctor was so hot, you guys. I went in, and I'm like, really?
Yeah.
This hot doctor is the butt doctor?
Yeah.
Really? Of course it is.
Only hot doctors are proctologists.
So embarrassing, dude.
Yeah.
But I had to have a little surgery done for that, so that was in July.
Uh-huh.
Before that...
Is your diet have to change at all? Can you eat
no.
just everything is normal?
I just
all
don't eat
stuff?
Tonight. Like, I don't eat after
right,
midnight.
That's what I meant.
I don't drink anything in the morning.
Yeah.
And that's it. I mean, yeah. Somebody texted in, Allie, good luck tomorrow. Thank you. You're in good hands. I had the same procedures in 2019. My nurse, yep. Amy, was amazing. Same surgeon. That's good. I love hearing that everyone is, all these people that have used my people, you
yeah,
know?
Yeah.
Because I keep getting messages and they're all positive.
Of course they are.
Last thing you want is, oh man.
One person's like, you're
I
not going to believe.
Doctor and boy, but they're all like, I wish I did it sooner. My boobs look so good. Like, you name it. Like, the messages, my tummy looks better than ever. And I was just talking to another friend of mine who lost 150 pounds as well. And she had all of the skin removal surgery.
Yeah.
And what she texted me this morning was, she said, the feeling of having that skin gone, it's not something explainable. And I get it. Like, I get it. I can't wait to...
Yeah, it's got
to
be weird to wrap your head around once it's gone. Mm-hmm. Like, it's not there anymore. Like,
yeah.
It's just...
It's better,
that
though.
That little jiggle that you had before is gone.
But, like, explaining how you feel, it's the way I feel going into it. It's hard to explain what I feel.
Yeah, it is.
You know?
Just trying to wrap your head around it.
Yeah.
Because it's a life-changing thing.
Uh-huh. Yeah, mm-hmm. I'm not nervous about the surgery. Like, that's not... I'm just nervous about...
About the recovery and everything.
No, the unknown. It's the unknown, the lack of control. It's the recovery. It's all that, dude. That's what sends me into a spiral with anxiety. So that's why I just want to be on the other side.
Yeah.
Know what's going to happen. If I look like a mummy, I'll look like a mummy. And I'll post it on Facebook.
Show the bandages all around your face.
There's none on my face, though. It's just going to be my arms, stomach, and boobs. But
no.
And everyone says, get through the first 2 weeks, you're fine. Like, you'll be uncomfortable.
Yeah.
But
you'll be in the home stretch after that. Or you're just recovering then.
My independence is what's killing me. Like, it's hard being this independent and knowing, I was thinking yesterday, like, will it be hard to, you know, kind of bend over and pick up things? Like Bella's water bowl,
right?
So, like, little things like that. My kids will have
Your
to
kid
step
drops
up.
Something, yeah. Of course they will.
They can pick stuff up.
You're going to have to lift things up for mom. Be the man of the house for a while. Come
exactly.
on. Man up a little bit.
Exactly.
Do some chores.
Do some
laundry.
This. I'm reading these texts. My 8-year-old daughter said, you can do this, Allie. Aw, that's sweet.
Yeah.
Destiny, will you be peeing in a cup? Destiny! Actually,
Maybe.
Think I do when I get there, just to prove I'm not pregnant.
They want to make sure you're not that, not any drugs, any hardcore street drugs.
Somebody wanted to know, may I ask ballpark how much this is costing? No, you may not, but you can get your own consultation because it's obviously costing money, a lot of money. But it'll be worth every penny. And somebody else said, my wife can't wait to see your results. She'll send you some cookies when you're back in the studio. Wait, is that from Destiny too? I'm getting all, they're all running together. But everybody wants to see my results. I think we're going to have to remember it may take months before we get a true before and after picture because things swell.
A true one, yes.
Like, I think if people are expecting a before and after in a week, they're out of their minds is what I'm getting at. I think some people are.
What's weird is how your body heals up. Like, when I had my surgery, I had the arm surgery because I broke my arm when I fell skydiving. And you think for the longest time, like, that's not going to go away. Like, that's just a gash in my arm. It's going to be there forever. But
It'll
your body
away.
Heals, and they have like lotions you can put on it and everything, and you treat it and massage it, and you're going to be fine.
I had two C-sections. You can barely see my scar. You wouldn't even know someone cut me open, which is proof, again, that scars can heal.
Absolutely.
Some of that depends on your skin. I learned a lot from the plastic surgeons talking. Like, do you have good skin? Some people have better skin than others, surprisingly, or how it stretches and things like that. So
it's happening tomorrow. Tomorrow, 24 hours. 24 hours. You can call or you can text 414-533-1037. Tomorrow's the day.
Tomorrow's
the day. Going under the knife.
Been dreaming about skin removal surgery since I lost 150 pounds. I've kept it off for 4 years. And this is unreal. It's very surreal. Samantha in West Dallas texted in. She said, can you please repeat who you're going to? I've had 3 kids. I'm looking for someone around the area that does really good work. Otherwise, my next option is a good surgeon in Minneapolis. Okay, first of all, you don't need to go to Minneapolis. So we have good surgeons in Milwaukee, so don't go through all that. But I'm going to a Loom in Waukesha. They have one in Glendale. They're getting one in Franklin, but that's where I'm going. And I've heard nothing but great things. And quite frankly, I've heard a lot of good things. That's I don't want to give out people's personal business on their surgeries, but it's one after another. So
who are we talking to?
Who do we want to? Oh, Jade's in Sheboygan. We can go to her first.
Good morning, Jade.
Hello. Morning.
Hi.
Is this day two?
It is.
Nice.
And I'm not losing my streak this week either.
Okay.
Nobody's
going to
break your stride. I got you.
Get it while I'm gone.
Dang it. My mom actually had a surgery, not the same as you, but she had gastric.
Okay.
And watching that recovery, not to scare you, but like it was kind of horrifying.
Okay, hold on.
It's
Are
a totally different.
The day before my surgery, call in with a horror story, really?
No, Jade. It's actually not a horror story. She actually lost a lot of weight and looks amazing. I don't even like recognize her sometimes.
Wow.
But the recovery for her was so hard.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm going to assume you're probably having like the drain tubes.
Yeah, I'll drain I'll have six of them.
Ooh.
Yeah, and my mom had two of them, and she ended up getting like infections and stuff.
Uh-huh.
But like, it's so crazy watching the recovery because it takes so long, but the results are so
insane. It's the short term pain for the long term gain.
Yep.
And remember, I've been working out. I feel like I'm in fairly good shape. When your mom went in to have gastric, well, I mean, honestly, if you're doing gastric, are you in good shape at that point, right?
No, that's why I don't recognize her either.
That affects your recovery. What kind of shape you're in too? So.
Yep. And she and previously she didn't work out either, so she doesn't have like she didn't have the muscle tone for any of it.
Yeah, she didn't have the mobility.
But it is definitely like a life changing thing to watch. And like what you were talking about, like losing the skin on your arms.
Yeah,
she had that done also, and it's so weird to watch, like watch the arm size go down, and then like shirts that didn't fit previously actually
now they can fit.
Yeah, for sure.
I can actually shop for things that you know you wanted to shop for. That don't make you insecure.
Allie's gonna have to go clothes shopping. That'll be her next thing.
That'll be wild.
Getting a new wardrobe.
That'll be fun though. That'll be a fun experience for you.
Well, that's why I didn't buy a coat, because of my arms and my chest even.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like I don't know what's gonna close or what's gonna. Everything's gonna be different.
She's going from melons to watermelons.
I'm not getting big boobs. No. I'm getting
boobs.
We had
this talk, Rick.
We did. I'm getting boobs, not big boobs. There's a difference.
She's not going the Pammy Anderson route here.
Hell no. Hell no.
Jade, thank you for calling. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Yep. Have a good morning.
You have a better morning.
Charlie,
appreciate you listening.
We haven't talked to Charlie in a minute. Good morning, Charlie.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome back.
I'm so excited for you, Allie.
Aw, thank you, Charlie.
I remember when I used to work out, my arms would start getting bigger. I started wearing sleeveless shirts because it felt made you feel better.
Yeah.
Don't take us to the gun show.
Yep. So I can't wait to see. That sounds bad. You know what I mean? It's going to be so exciting for you. And I'm so excited for you.
It didn't sound bad. I know what you can say. You can't wait to see the results. I get it. Dude, for sure.
It's going to be cool for you.
Yeah.
And the whole new wardrobe, you're going to have so much fun doing that.
Yeah.
That's going to be so much fun.
It's a new life. It's a whole new life, pretty much.
Well, I'm just so sick of being worried. I want to be comfortable in my skin.
Yeah.
Because with clothes on, I feel confident as hell. It's with the clothes off that there's a problem. And I don't want to feel that way when I'm in shape and all I'm dealing with is skin. Like, I want to enjoy it.
When
you know what I mean?
You can get it fixed. It's a possibility.
Seriously.
It's an option.
So I'm excited. Well, thank you, Charlie.
Thanks for
You're welcome.
Charlie.
Good luck.
Have an outstanding
day. Let us know how she's doing, Rake, tomorrow and stuff.
Okay. I will. Don't worry.
I'll be high as a kite. That's what I'll be, Charlie. Don't you worry. Yeah. Brianna's in Racine.
What's up, Brianna?
Good morning. How are you guys?
Pretty outstanding.
Good. What's going on?
I'm excited for you. I heard earlier you said you had C-sections before. I don't know if it's like a similar type situation that's going to happen with your stomach, with sewing you up and cutting you up and the whole thing. But I remember when I had a C-section, I always hold the pillow close to your tummy afterwards when you're sensitive in case you cough or sneeze.
Yep.
So just always have a pillow close by. I don't know how similar the pain is going to be to that.
I heard it's worse.
I would bring that up.
I heard it's worse.
Oh, no, it's worse.
Because, and I don't remember I remember that, yes, after a C-section you struggle, but I don't remember it being the end of the world. And I don't have this horrible memory of the recovery of my C-section. sense. But I think the incision's bigger, you know, than
and
a C section.
And this is removing skin and putting it back together almost.
Yeah, it's a little different. But same area for the scar. Yeah. That's true for
abdominal,
sure.
Abdominal, yeah.
That is true.
But you're right, Brianna. I got to have a pillow and just hold my stomach.
Pillow?
No sneezing. None.
Right. No sneezing. Don't laugh
no
either.
Laughing.
Laughing's not fun afterwards.
Yeah, I agree. No laughing, no sneezing, no coughing. The end. We're
Jeez.
Done.
Exactly. So I thought I would just throw you some advice just in case. I don't know. Nice. You probably heard it before,
no,
but you know.
It's a good reminder. Yeah. It's a good reminder. So thank you.
Are you going to call in every day so you can get a theme song too?
No.
Am I going to call in? No, probably not. No,
no, she's going to be high as a kite for
yeah.
a week. Thanks for calling, Brianna.
You have a great day.
You have a better day. Appreciate you listening.
Finally, Amanda's in Racine.
Hello, Amanda.
Hey, girl.
Hello.
Oh.
Day two.
Day
Yay.
Two. Amanda.
Ooh, she hits the board, everybody.
I made it.
Racine?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Amanda
I'm
Racine. Gotcha. All right. Gotcha.
We got you. What's up, girlfriend?
Yeah, I wanted to say, you know, congrats on your upcoming surgery. I'm really excited for you.
Mm-hmm.
I can't wait to hear about it.
Mm-hmm.
And then, I mean, I'm really happy that people are telling you positive things.
Yeah.
Because I know,
me
like,
too.
When I was pregnant, everybody was saying how terrible it's going to be.
Yes.
My legs are going to be swelling. Like, the birth is going to be horrific.
It's true.
I had the most beautiful pregnancy.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like happy. I was walking at 40 weeks pregnant, walking around Milwaukee.
Yeah, yeah, that's
and
the
I had
thing.
A,
it doesn't.
Yeah, and
help.
I had a really good birth and everything. It actually went better than expected.
Uh huh. Yeah, I'm with you. Absolutely. I hated being pregnant, but childbirth didn't seem that bad. Honestly, it was the
childbirth is.
Part
it'll be a walk
like.
In the park compared to this.
Oh,
probably.
Oh my goodness. All right. Well, thank
Amanda,
you, Amanda.
We'll talk to you tomorrow for day
yeah.
three. All right.
Have a good day. And good luck.
See ya.
Thank you.
Riggs and Allie, weekday mornings, and always on demand with the Odyssey app or at 1037kissfm.com.